Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today is a great day to consider the great work of Jesus done for us on the cross. And I want to read to you today from Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4, 5, and 6, about how he bore our sorrows. So Isaiah chapter 53, starting at verse 4, where we read this. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. In these verses from the great prophecy of Isaiah chapter 52 and 53, the prophet did not have in mind the way the Messiah took our guilt and God's wrath upon himself. Here, he has in view how the Messiah took our own pain upon himself. Notice in these words, he made our griefs and our sorrows our own so that we wouldn't have to bear them. He took them from us. But if it's to do any good for us, we must release those griefs and sorrows unto him. So in the broader context of this Isaiah 53 prophecy, he definitely talks about how he bore our sins. But please notice, he didn't only bear our sins, but also our griefs and our sorrows. Yet, notice what it says, we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. The problem was not in seeing these things, but in only seeing them. Men saw the suffering of Jesus, but they didn't understand the reasons why. And he's going to explain why. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. It was for us, for our griefs and sorrows, as mentioned before, but also for our transgressions, our iniquities. It was in our place that the Messiah suffered. And by his stripes, we are healed. The prophet saw through the centuries to know that the Messiah would be beaten with many stripes. The prophet announced that provision for healing is found in the suffering of Jesus. So, by his stripes we are healed. Many people ask, when Isaiah wrote those words, did God have in mind spiritual healing or physical healing? In Matthew chapter 8, the view seems to be of physical healing. In 1 Peter chapter 2, the view seems to be of spiritual healing. I think God has both our physical and spiritual healing provided for by the suffering of Jesus. But notice what else he says. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. The prophet described our need for the Messiah's atoning work. You see, sheep can be stupid, headstrong animals, and we, like they, have gone astray. We've turned against God's way, everyone to his own way. Therefore, it says, the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Here we see the partnership between the Father and the Son in the work on the cross. If the Messiah was wounded for our transgressions, then it was also God the Father who laid on him the iniquity of us all. The Father judged our iniquity as it was laid upon the Son. We also see the comprehensive provision of God for human need. It was made by Jesus on the cross. He bore our griefs and sorrows. He provided for human healing, and He bore the guilt and penalty of sin that we deserved. Such a remarkable description of the work of Jesus was made hundreds of years before Jesus ever walked the earth. It's even more amazing that God did this for us. So today, please, you need to believe this and receive it.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.